Chapter 11, Mishnah 7. Kelev she'achal basar hames. If a dog ate the flesh of a corpse. So now, normally, if the dog ate the flesh of a corpse, it's like engulfed in the dog's body, and it doesn't pass out. It doesn't affect the outside. The dog's body shields it. But in this case over here, umeis ha'kelev, the dog dies, and once it's dead, it can no longer shield from the impurity. And then umutal alayis kupa, this dog is lying on the threshold of a house, and its neck is pointing inwards, right? So it's half in the house and half outside the house, and its mouth, its neck is pointing inwards. So that's the case over here. Is the house impure? Is the impurity conveyed from the dog's inside the dog, out the mouth basically, and into the house? Rabbi Meir Omer, so Rabbi Meir says, in Yesh Betzavaro Pusach Tefach, if the throat is a tefach wide, then maybe esatumah, it will transmit, the impurity will pass from inside the dog's body, out that tefach opening, and into the house, and the house will be impure. Ve'im lav, einam ave esatumah, but if not, if it's smaller than a tefach, then the house will be pure. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi disagrees. He says, Ro'en esatuma, we look at where in the body the tuma is, right? So we estimate, like, for example, where the dog's stomach is. Mikin neged ha-mashko filifnim, and if the stomach is underneath the lintel or inwards, then habayis tuma, then the house is impure. Mikin neged ha-mashko filichutz, if the impurity is outside the lintel, then habayis tahor. So he doesn't look at the throat at all. He says, no, you look at where the tumah is in the dog's body. If it's inside the house impure. If it's outside the house is pure, irrespective of the size of the throat of the mouth. Rabbi Elazar Omer, he says, not pivlifnim, if the mouth is facing inside, habayis tahor, the house is pure. And why? Because he holds that where's that impurity, where's its natural way it's going to pass out? Through the other end, right? so if the mouth is facing inside, then it's not, the impurity is not going that way. It's like the impurity is going the other way. Pivlechutz, but if the mouth is passing outside, habayis tameh, then we say that the house is impure because the impurity is not going to, like, so to speak, pass into the house. Vatumah yetzei derech shulav, because the tumah exits through the way of, he's translated as the ramp, right? But it goes out the tuchus. So because it's going out that side, so that's what we look at. So a completely different opinion. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Omer, he says, Bein kach u bein kach habayis tama. He disagrees. He says, not, doesn't matter which way the dog is facing, because the impurity, the thing could come out the mouth. If the dog vomited, it would come out that way. So he holds that whichever way the dog is facing, the house is, we look at the house as impure. Okay, so you've got four different opinions there as to how you judge whether the house is impure or not. And Kama Tisha B'mayav, how long do we look at that the impurity stays in the dog's stomach? Shloshe Yamim Ma'es La'es, 3 days from the time it's eaten it. So from the time it's eaten it, we say that the corpse impurity stays in the stomach for 3 days. Ubo'ofos Ubedagim, and with birds and fish, if they ate flesh corpse, so what's their digestion time basically? Kadeshi Tipul L'ur V'tisarev, as long as it is a similar amount of flesh would take, if it fell into a fire, how long would it take to be consumed? That's the amount of time that we look at it as it stays in the fish or the bird's stomach. Divrei Rabbi Shimon, and that's going to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Omer, he says, Ba'ofus ubedagim ma'es la'es. He says, no, with birds and fish, and all other animals except dogs, as the Kahati, it's 24 hours. Their digestion time is 24 hours. And he brings over here that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. So it would come out that dogs, we look at it as 3 days is their digestion time. All other animals, we look at it as if it's 1 day from the time they eat the food.